Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tof Nun Beis, which we continue. We're in the very middle of the first Sif, on the very top line. And yesterday we had brought down a Ramah who had questioned the Mechaber, and in fact, nobody disagrees on what the Ramah said. And the Ramah had said that when you do Haggalah, you must make sure that you're doing it in a way that the water is still boiling, and if it has to be on the fire, it has to be still boiling on the fire. And that's what the Ramah continues over, and he says, therefore, Al Kein Yesh Li Zohar, and everybody agrees with this din, Afilu Kodim Zman Isuro, even if you're doing the Haggalah before the Zman of the Isur, which was the whole shir yesterday, was when is the optimal time to do the Haggalah, so we said you should ideally do it before there is any Isur de Rabbanon involved, even before the fifth hour. But even if you're doing it before the fifth hour, the Rama reminds us over here, Shelo Yanuchu Merisichoson Kolzman Shemagil. He brings this down in his own opinion, Das Aso, but this is the opinion of everybody, that when you're doing Haggalah, you have to make sure that the water is boiling during the time that you're doing the Haggalah. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Ches explains, Rosh Loma, the Rama is telling us over here, Shayoro Hagidola, the big pot, Shemanichim Bokelim Kol Shol Hagil. The big pot is what you're using to kashu all the other little pots and utensils that you're putting into it. So this big pot, this big yora that you have on the fire, Lo Tanua Hamayim Erisichoson, you have to be careful that the water is always boiling, Kol Hazman Shaholech Umaguba. As long as you're kashuing utensils, the water still has to be boiling. Because the Oso Kli Sheaniach Ba, because if you were to put in a utensil to kasher after the water has already rested, the water is no longer bubbling and boiling, ain ole lo hagola. That will not work. Albeit it's very hot, that will not work for hagola lechatrila. Unless he says, in lo, sheyasha kliv ba ad sheyachsov yatiach hamoyim. Unless, okay, right now it's not boiling, it's not bubbling, but I'll heat it up again. And then in 2 minutes, it will be boiling again. So then you can kasher it then. It doesn't ruin it that it was in the water already without being kashered. But it must be in the boiling hot water. Yesterday we pointed out, at least for some short period of time is the minog. Technically, as soon as it's in there, it's kashered. But we leave it in there for a little period of time. So as long as it is eventually brought to a boil, even if it's not brought to a boil at the very beginning, that would still kasher it. He then points out the physical characteristics of boiling water. He says the nature of hot water is the naiche merisichoson kishemachnisim bokelim sonin lahagil. He says, yeah, boiling water. So right now it's at 212 Fahrenheit, okay, 100 Celsius. And you go put a pot in there, so you're putting in a cold pot. So that's going to make the water go down. So instead of being 100 Celsius, it's not going to be 99 Celsius. And therefore, it's not called boiling water anymore. Alkein tzorich lahamtin b'chol kli. So he says, therefore, when you put in a utensil, a pot, or a fork, or a knife, whatever it is you're kashering, so the second that you put it in there, it may make the temperature go down, unless it's still boiling so hot and it's on the fire, that doesn't happen. But the natural history is that you're going to cool it off for a second, and therefore, you have to wait to take it out until you see that the water is bubbling and boiling around it. You have to remind the people that are doing Haggalah, those that are kashering utensils, they have to know this and be reminded about this. Because sometimes they are a little bit lax and lenient over here. They're kashering one vessel after the other, one, two, three, one after the other. They're not careful to say that it actually was bubbling, the water was boiling hot, bubbling when the utensil went in, one after the other. And he says, maybe even if they weren't so careful, maybe there's a limud zchus that you can have over here. It's certainly not right lechatchila, but maybe after the fact you could say, ki ein derech lahagil rak ka'aros v'kapos shemishtamshim ayidei iroi. He says, maybe the reason why it is good b'diavad is because the stuff that you're putting in there, you're putting in a fork. The fork's not used directly on the fire. The fork's just used. The spoon is just used in hot stuff that was poured from a fire. Let's say you have a spoon that was used for hot soup. So the hot soup that you're drinking wasn't on the fire. The spoon is not going into it on the fire. It came from an eerie clearishon. And therefore, technically, the behem in such a utensil, mahani hagola bebayim, shayat soledes behem levad. Technically, the kashering here doesn't require that it should be boiling. It could just be hot enough that your hand will be removed. If you put your hand there, you move your hand away so you don't get burnt. As Deir Shu footnote number 6 reminds us, the king Dover Shabala Miklirishon Sheviru Meagabiesh, likewise something that didn't get its absorptions from being on the fire. So the Chazonish writes, Shev Shalagila Miklirishon Shagabiesh, you can go and kasher it with a Klirishon that was on the fire, even though it's not boiling right then and there. So therefore, this would be maybe the Limud Schus that we could say that it's kosher. However, he says, Ochain, Bikteras Nechoshesh, if you have copper utensils or Udvarim Shetashmishon, Ayidei Klirishon, or things that are actually used used on as the Kli Rishon on the fire, near a dafilu b'di'evet, then even after the fact, lo mahane hagolazuv, it's a rechlach shel hagol. If it wasn't boiling, bubbling, when you did the hagolah, it's not good even b'di'evet. He does point out, ach le'inyan lesser ha-maychol, the food that was cooked in such a dish that you thought was kashered. So im nishtamish bo b'pesach, mistapik ha-prima godim. Here the prima godim is not certain. B'niri says, the im hu'eno ben yom, if it wasn't used within 24 hours, me'ishin nishtamish bo ha-chometz, when you did this hagol, it wasn't used for more than 24 hours, so even this inadequate hagol, it wasn't boiling, yesh l'tzadid l'hokol, doesn't ruin the food that you cooked on Pesach within this utensil. Furthermore, the Mishmur writes, because of Achronim, brings down the Achronim, the Nochun Lahamid Eitzel Hagola, Bal Torah, Haboki, Bedini Hagola. He says, don't let the Stam Amaratzim do the Hagola. What you should try to do is really have a Talmud Chacham supervise the Hagolas that are being done, or make sure that the people are really familiar with the Dinim of Hagola, so that a person who knows the rules is doing the Hagola. Then we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber picks up where we left off yesterday. He told us yesterday you should do all the kashering ideally before the start of the fifth hour when there's at least an Issa D'Rabbanan, and then certainly after that when there's an Issa D'Raisa. And he says, V'shalo yachnis hakilim atcher ticho mayim. He says, when you're doing the kashering, you should always have the water boiling first and then put in the thing that you want to be kashered. Sifkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rosh Shalom and Mechaber is telling us over here, the imagil li achar zman iser. If you're doing it after the zman of the iser, then you'd have to be concerned about this. Then you certainly can put in the kli first in water, and then you'll heat up the water. Even though you're going to leave it in there until it bubbles and boils. Why? Because we're concerned over here that it's going to absorb over here from the waters of the Hagola what came out from the kelim when it wasn't yet boiling. Because even though you're going to then kasher it, the blios that went in when it wasn't boiling are now going to come out when it's boiling. Nevertheless, he says, what you're doing is adding additional blios of chometz in there when it's not yet fully boiled. So therefore, better not to do it that way when you're kashering after the fifth and sixth hour. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, if you're doing this before the sixth hour, then you can even put it in first and it wouldn't be a problem. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'chein k'dei shelo yitzarech l'hagel hayor ha'gdolo shemagilim b'tchilo v'sof. He says, another advantage of kashering earlier is that you don't have to kasher the pot that you're using to kasher the other pots. The big yorah that you're kashering everything else in, you don't have to kasher that if you're doing it before the start of the fifth hour. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Yud, wrote to Lomar, what the Mechaber here is telling us is, Dim yagil li'achar zman isra, if you were to begin after the fifth or sixth hour, when it's isra derabon and isra deraisa, then what you should do is sarich lahagul mitchila hayoreh shemagul ba'kelim. You first have to kasher the big pot that you're going to use to kasher all the other pots. And then, after you kasher that, you pour out the water that you use to kasher it. The way you kasher the big pot is you fill it up to the top with boiling hot water, and you have it on the fire boiling, and then you throw in a hot boiling stone so that the water overflows while it's all still boiling on the fire. That's how you kasher it. Now, what do you do with that water? It's boiling. You say, hey, let's drop in all the other stuff that we want to kasher in there. No. V'yishpoch mei hagola l'chutz. You pour out that boiling hot water, and then v'yartich b'mayim acherim. You don't go and fill up again with water and boil new water in this pot, and then v'yachlis b'soches hakelim, and then go and kasher any kelim that you want to in this pot. That's what you should do if you're kashering after the hour of Asr, of Chometz, after the fifth or the sixth hour, this is the Rabbanan, this is the Raisa. Because Shim lo yagila mitchila, because if you didn't do this process, Hari Amayim Shabiyora Nesorim, then the water that's in this pot becomes Asr itself, Machbasayora, because of the blios that came out into it from the pot. She'ein b'mayim shishim kineg kol hayora, because you don't have 60 in the water against the blios in the pot. And therefore, v'chosin amayim and hesarim, v'yosim ha'kelim and ha'gom v'selcho. So now this water over here will go and ruin all the kelim that you're putting into it. And furthermore, v'gam b'sof li'achar ha'golos kol ha'kelim, and then even after you do the ha'gol of all these other kelim, kishirosh li'shtamish b'yora, if you'd now want to use this pot, now you'd have to go, tzorech la'gil o'shenis, you'd have to go and do another ha'gol on the big pot. To get out any blios that went into it from the kashering of all the other utensils. So that's if you do this after the fifth hour. As opposed to the Mechaber is telling us via Masha Ein Kain, Imagel HaKelim Kodim Zman Isser, if you do all the Hagolah over here before the start of the fifth hour, i.e. when Chometz is not Osir at all, not even in the Rabbanon, then Ein Tzarech LaHagel HaYor B'Tchila, then you don't have to do Hagolah on the original first pot, because the Oz, who knows in time by knows in time, they're Teiru V'Chanal. As we've already explained, this wouldn't be a problem, because the Blios that are going into this water over here from the pot, are all blios of heter. They're all blios of chametz over here, which is mutter at this point in time. And it's only v'rakim rotz lishtamish bayor liachazman iser tzorach she'agilena b'sof. And it's only if you're starting all of this after the hour 5 of the day when it's awesome in the Rabbanon, and certainly if it's awesome in the Rice after the 6th hour of the day, then you'd have to go do everything that we just said. You should do the Hagol both before you start doing the Hagola on the big pot, and then you'd have to use it again, do Hagol again on the big pot if you want to use it on Pesach. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says over here, Hagol, v'im lo higil kodim zmani suro, if you didn't do this, everything that we just said, that the Mechaber told you should do everything before the start of the 5th hour, yochel hagila Pesach, you can do the Hagola up until the time of Pesach. In other words, you can't do it on Yontif, but you can do it up until the time of Pesach. As the Mishnah explains, as if cut in Yud Aleph, mishum chol hamoyid hutzruch l'tamzeh, he's telling us that you need this over here because of Chol HaMoed. Because the Ilu B'Yontiv Atzmo, on Yontiv itself, Afilu B'Shar Yontiv, also L'Haga, we don't do Hagol on Yontiv, Kidl Kamon M'Simen Tov Kuvtes, as we will learn. And over there, the Taz brings down, and you can see this in the issue, footnote number 8, he writes, Sha Isu L'Hagil Kelim B'Yontiv, Enem Mishum Isu Tikkun Kli. It's not because you're not allowed to be Masak in your Kli on Yontiv, El Mishum Shechimum HaMayim Avur Hagola also B'Yontiv. He says the heating up of the water is not allowed to be done because Kosha Yochol L'Chami Modyom, because you could have done it before Yontiv, and therefore you can't do it on Yontiv. However, if the Kli became treif on Yontiv, then it would be Min HaDin allowed to do the Hagol on Yontiv, because then you couldn't have done it before Yontiv. However, he says, Ein Lahoris Kein Lachem. We don't publicize this and tell this to people because they'll make the mistake and do it then on Yontiv, even if they could have done it before Yontiv. And he adds further over there, Shem Yesh Lomayim Roskim, Shir Sichom, Litzorach Ochel Nefesh. If you have boiling hot water that you did to make, let's say, soup and everything, then you have extra water over here, so Mutu Lahoris Lacherim Lahagil Behem. Then you'd be allowed to go and tell people that you can use Hagola in this pot now because you heated up the water behetter. Now, the reason why you're allowed to do this up until Pesach, but not on Chol HaMoed, so the Ramah continues, Sha'oz Chomitz B'mashu V'edo Mo'el Hagola, because then Chomitz becomes also with a mashu, and then the Hagola won't help over here, because anything that comes out from the Kelim into the pot is Chozer B'Le'a, goes back into the pot, and it's also with a mashu. However, he says, that's for Hagola. Avomutu L'Labin Kli Tocha Pesach, but on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to be doing Libun. He brings this down in his own opinion, as well as from the Tshuvas Rashba. And the reasoning is because when you do a Libun, you're burning the Chametz out. You're not pulling it out. You're burning it up. So there's no more Chametz there, and therefore there's no concern. It'll go back inside the pot. And the Mishnah explains this, if Kotin Yud Beis, Rosh Shalom, what he's telling us over here is, they know Moel. It won't help you over here. It won't work even if you're using a very large pot over here that has more than 60 against it. And even if it hasn't been used in 24 hours for chametz, you still can't cash this on Pesach, even in the very large pot that will have 60 against it. And even if the kli gadol is not a ben yomo, all of these things you're not allowed to do. Afilu hachi asur l'didon. We don't allow you to go kasha this on Chol HaMoed, the Kaimalon B'Simon Tov B'Mzayin, because we've already learned previously, and Sif Yod over there, L'Hachmir B'Pesach, Af Bino Sin Tam Lufgam, that we are Machmir to not allow you go and kasha something on Pesach because of the concern that the No Sin Tam, even if it comes out, Lufgam, is a concern on Pesach itself. It wouldn't be a concern before Pesach, but it's a concern on Pesach. The issue footnote number 10 reminds us, U'Lahachshir Kelim B'Pesach, Ayde Libun Kal. If you're not doing Libun Gomor says burns it totally up. But what about Libun Kal? So the Prima Gadim suggests that that would not be allowed on Chol HaMoed. Also, Kivan Shi Tochin Shi Libun Kal Eino Soref Es Habulo B'Kli. Like Libun Gomer, which destroys the Chametz, Libun Kal doesn't work that way. El Arak Maflit Es Habli B'Socha. It pulls it out better than Hagala, but it doesn't destroy it like Libun Gomer. And therefore, when you pull it out, it's going to go back inside, and it's also with a Mashu, and therefore, Libun Kal will not work on Pesach as well. Just like Hagala doesn't work, so too Libun Kal doesn't work, but Libun Gomer does work. Then the Ramah says, if you are going to do Hagola after the 6th hour when it's an Issa D'Oraisa, Shema Gil Kodim Pesach Liachar Sheish, after you do it after the 6th hour, which the Mishnah Berurah points out, Lav Dafka, in Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't literally mean after the 6th hour. The Af Liachar Arba Tzorach Lizar, he says the same thing applies even when it's Asim Yidur Rabbanan in the 5th hour already. The Chanal B'Sifkot Yud Beis, as we've already learned previously, he says, Kein Kosu Kam Achronim, and this is the opinion of many Achronim. However, El Shikosu, the why did the Ramah say after the 6th hour? El Shikosu, the Mashikos of Ramah, the Tzorach Lizor, B'chol HaDvarim, Lav Davka. He says, if you have to be concerned about all these things, he says Lav Davka, because in Medina, Daimi Arba Shos Ad HaLaila B'Echo Mishmei HaDvarim. He says, the real din over here that the Ramah is alluding to is that you just have to be careful if you're doing the Hagol over here after the 5th hour, you have to be careful of one of these two things. Ulu Kitkameh, as Ulamir Tzashem now say. So he says, first of all, V'yesh Metartzim, there is an opinion over here, brought down by the Chok Yaakov in the Sharet Zion Osh Yud Beis, That's why the Ramah specifically said after the 6 hour, because the Osmi Anochel Nizor B'chol Advar Miniskar Medivri Mechaber. Then you have to be careful over here for everything that the Mechaber said. As opposed to Masha'en Kain in Magul Yacha Arba Atsheish, if you're doing it when it's only an Issa the Rabbanon from the start of the 5th hour until the end of the 5th hour, so then Daishi Zor Zor Be'ech Mashiach Advar. These are the two things that we said you have to be careful for. One of the two. The Hainu, number one, Aleph. Shira Shloya Kli Shemagul. That the kli that you're using to over here kasher, and the kli that you're kashering the little kli with, both of them shouldn't be a bnei yomun. If they're not a bnei yomun, then you can do this also. Or beis im akli shemagul bnei yomun, if the utensil that you're kashering was used for breakfast for chametz, so it's used that day. Then you need 60 against the entire blios inside that smaller kli in order to be mevatelit. And if you're doing multiple kelim, so then the water has to be connected all of the sum total of all of the kelim that you're going to be over here kashering. Because all of the isur chomitz that comes out from each of the utensils would combine together, so you need 60 against all of them combined. However, he says, if the larger utensil is ben yomo, then ain shum takon lahagulba. Then you can't do the hagola after the start of the 5th hour. Elam ken yachshira mikodem kaden. Then you have to do a hagola on that, as we've already pointed out, because the mayim shebesolcha ain boshishim neged akli gufa. Because if you fill that up, you're still not going to be 60 against the blios in that big pot. Kimavua biyoredeh bekamukomus. This has already been taught to us in a number of places, and you see in Dirshu footnote number 14, he brings down from the Beis Yosef and the Shach. That a utensil doesn't have 60 in its container inside to be against the blios that are inside of it. And therefore, you need to do hagala on the big pot if that is itself not kosher. But he says, this is the basic thing. He says, the minhag is to be even more machmir, that we take all of these chumers that we brought down and we apply all of them, even though technically you don't have to apply all of them. And for example, Sharasion Ostaslav, he says, this Yori, even if it wasn't a Ben Yomo, the minhag gets to go and kasher the pot that you're kashering all the other utensils in. He brings us down the name of the Bach and the Prichodosh. And he adds, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Magil Bishor, and this is true even if you're doing it in the time when it's Heter. And he brings it down for the Mogen of Rum and the Bach. And he tells us, look in the Bir Aloch. He brings down the name of various Achronim. These two things that we're talking about. Either that the Kelim shouldn't be in Yomim, or that you have 60 against it in the water. That this isn't just a nice thing to do, but that's the actual din according to the Achronim, and you must do this. And therefore, mutar lahagil sakin also b'kederik shera im yesh shishim b'mayim kinegdo. And therefore, he says the nafkamina of this is that you're allowed to go and kasher a knife that is treif and put it into a kedera as long as you have 60 against it over here. V'lo hevi kimavatel iser, and that's not called bimavatel iser l'chachila, because why? Kivin shein kavanas ol otzia v'blia. You're not interested in that. You're interested in just getting out the blias over here. However, but then don't use that water, spill that water out, don't use it for anything else. Brings down the Machronim. And he says, Ayin the Chokhmas Adam, Klam Mem Zayin, in Siv Ches, for additional details about this. And Dirshu footnote number 16, he brings down, Shiesh Efshoris Lahakshus Sakin Lishtamshus Arois. If you want to go and kasher a knife that's used on an occasional basis, Ayidin Yotso Bekarka Koshe Asipomim, O Ashkosu Bemashcheses, that would also work. That a knife that's not really used on a regular basis over here, so you could possibly kasher it by just sticking it to the ground 10 times or by sharpening it, but we'll leave those dinim for another time. So again, let's just finish reading fully the Ramah. He says, "Ukeshamagel called them pesach lachar sheish. If you do all of this after 6 hours, sarach lizor b'chol adzorim and iskorim shein tzrichim lizor behem kodem sheish. That you don't have to at least min hadin. Be careful about it. If you did it before the start of the 5th hour, you certainly should be careful about it if you're doing it after the start of the 6th hour, when we already have an isur daraisa." The issue for number 15 points out: if you were to get benefit from the water, then it would be like mimavatel isur lachila, and that's why we throw away the water. Then he tells us that the water that you pour in a kli after you do libun, the minhag is to do that. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down shafal pishal libun mechalas kol ablu b'kli. Even though the libun destroys the chametz, the libun gomer lo kedai l'shtamish shemayim elu. We don't use that water as well because Yisrael kedoshim him. We don't use that water. Finally, he says b'tam adorish ein oshim l'shtamish b'kli shahugal. Why don't we say that the kli itself is osir? If the water is osir, why isn't the kli osir? So he brings down ein a kli atzmo. It doesn't really absorb back from the water that you throw away. That water won't go back inside over here into the clay. With this, we conclude today's share.